a win anytime we get a recognizable Christmas song without royalties. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And it begins with Jaden Reed, who spoke with us yesterday for an extended period of time. And the Packers wide receiver group, which I find, as I often do, fascinating. Yeah. Here is what Jaden Reed had to say when we asked him about the competition in the wide receiver room right now.
We just expect the best out of each other. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what we expect. It's not really, you want to do better than another guy because, you know, any given week, any guys, you know, expected to go off. So you see that in our room. You know, it's been spurts where everybody had their week where, you know, they had a great performance. And, you know, we just got a lot of guys in our room that's able to do that. So,
Tausch, I don't know if I fully believe that, but I do think that what he said is true, that any given week, we saw it was Wicks a couple weeks ago. We saw it was Watson on Sunday. Romeo Doubs had 10 targets in that Carolina game, caught 7 for 91 that day. He had 10 targets in that game. He has 9 targets in the last 3 games combined. So if you were forced, even though Jaden Reed's not about to do it, if you were forced to put together the pecking order right now, what would you put? Who would you put where?
Oh, boy. Money on the table. 3rd and 6. That's what the pecking order is to me. It's not, well, we're going to start the game with this. 3rd and 6, money on the table. Christian Watson is definitely, Jaden Reed is definitely, man. I'm going to go Doubs, but when Wicks is healthy, I just saw 2 weeks ago, old boy make one whale of a play in that almost exact scenario with Dontavian Wicks. And by the way, I don't think Doubs will be on the team next year. Agreed. I think it's going to be this crew with Matthew Golden emerging. I'm going to go Doubs, but I'm doing it with some reluctance. That's my 3 that I'm putting out there.
He's really good. He's really good on third down. He's really good in the red zone. I think one of the reasons why Jordan Love also doesn't have more touchdown passes is because, unlike during the Rodgers era, where I feel like he threw a lot of like inside the 10-yard line touchdown passes, sometimes inside the 5. You know, Josh Jacobs has 12 touchdowns. I'm not sure how many of those are longer than like 6, 7, 8, 9 yards. A lot of them are 1 and 2. I want to see if you picked up on that. Look, I'm putting Doubs as 3 the way you did because of the scenario you listed, third down. Like, I want him on the field on third down. I think he's going to win a slant, and you're going to hit him.
I still think that's Jordan's guy. But I think Watson, just listen to what old boy said. He said he was looking. He's got eyes on 9.
Yeah, he does.
He's got eyes on nine.
If it's 2nd and 7 and it's going to be a passing down, and all of those guys are available to me, it's Watson, Reed, and Wicks. I want Romeo to be involved. I don't want him to be.
So are we? So we're red shirt and golden now.
I'm about halfway through my story. I talked to him on Friday, and then we obviously had some other stories that were worth writing. And I said this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. He seemed pretty downtrodden, like frustrated. Not with his role at this point. Now he's frustrated with his health. I think he was frustrated with his role. Now he's got double the frustration, double the angst. Because what did he play? 5 snaps in the game on Sunday against the Bears?
It wasn't much.
Wicks played 6, I think. That's why Bo Melton played 9. He's still listed as a corner on the sheet, by the way. He just can't seem to, you know, he has the shoulder, then he's got the wrist. And you gave me grief about it, and I deserved it because I was palming it. But he had that big game earlier in the year where he had three catches for 86 yards, I think it was. And I was like, this guy's got to be more involved. I don't think I was wrong to think that. But that was the Cincinnati game. Since that Cincinnati game, Dallas 5 for 58 on 6 targets. I'm going the wrong direction. My fault. Arizona 4 for 37. Pittsburgh 3 catches for 4 yards.
Yeah.
Carolina 2 for 9. Giants 1 for 24. Didn't play against the Vikings, didn't play against the Lions, and barely played against the Bears. I don't blame him for being frustrated.
Do you think his frustration comes from injury or from lack of production?
I think his frustration before the shoulder injury was lack of targets and opportunity. Now it's a double up because now maybe he, like, if I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, I'm now sitting there going, well, I wasn't getting opportunities, but if I was healthy, at least I would have the ability to force them to give me more opportunities by making the most, you know, don't count the reps, make the reps count kind of a thing. But now he can't do that because he's hurt.
Who would he be taking reps from in our scenario? Yeah, Watson ain't coming off the field. I'm guessing it's him and Jaden Reed?
Sure, and probably Romeo to some degree because I definitely don't think Matthew Golden is pigeonholed solely as a slot guy like we tend to do, like I know Gabe does, with Reed. Here was the snap breakdown to your point on Sunday against the Bears. And while the targets are uneven, the snaps are interesting. Christian Watson, 44 of the 53 snaps. So, as you said, not coming off the field very much. Romeo Doubs, 43 out of 53.
Yep.
Jaden Reed, 25, coming off of IR. So I would expect that to move up some, right?
A little rampage, yep.
Bo Melton, 9.
I think that'll go down.
Dontavion Wicks, 6.
Well, health-wise, that goes up or else... Bo Melton gets more.
And Matthew Golden, 5. Malik Heath, 0. Now he plays for the Falcons.
Malik Heath in on the team. Yeah, that's tough to get.
That's why he had 0.
Squad.
Yeah, he was waived. And claimed by the Falcons.
So just wait a second. So now we're just – oh, Devonta Adams didn't have any reps. Is that what we're doing now? Guys that aren't on the team, we're still going to mention.
Jordy didn't get any.
James Lofton, you have any reps last week?
If James Lofton had been released – on Saturday, the day before the game, I might have mentioned that he didn't have any catches either. Yes. Had that been the way it played out for James. But that's not when
Jeff Query?
Phillip Epps.
Ooh, John Jefferson.
Sanjay Beach.
Oh, Corey Bradford.
Kittrick Taylor.
Bill Schrader.
Alan Lazard, some who have compared Christian Watson to him. Samari Toure.
Charles Lee.
Hip, hip, Toure.
Charles Johnson.
No, I think he was one of the high draft picks in Jesse's COVID draft pool.
That's exactly what I was going for. Thank you for reading my mind.
I wonder how many people get that reference.
It's an oldie but a goodie. If you've been loyal to the show, you chuckled, I think. All right.
Corin Robinson.
Do you want me to end this right now? Because I'm going to end it right
what
now.
What do you mean?
Tory Gurley.
That's the guy you thought was Jeff Janis. That was the guy you thought was going to take draft spot.
I think Tory Gurley wins the whole blanking thing. Yeah. Now, he never caught. I don't think he ever caught a pass for the Packers. Maybe he had one catch. I'll have to fact check that Torrey Gurley, career NFL receptions. I will figure that out. I know he caught at least one.
What do you think fans would rather do? Because I love naming old catchers. We've done that many times. I think Packer fans would rather name old running backs than wideouts. Brent Fullwood.
Sam Congato.
Oh, the doc.
Basil Mitchell.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I didn't
Who was
know
the
that
running
one.
Back that blew his knee out in the 95-90? It was – he played a little bit. He had a big game against the Bears in that rainy game.
Edgar Bennett?
He was after Edgar and Dorsey. He's kind of in that – right before I got there. I can't remember what that kid's name was. We'll have to fact check that. 98-99, he was a tailback for him. I couldn't pull it.
Torrey Gurley retired from the National Football League with one reception for 15 yards for the Cleveland Browns. Never quite became the guy that some of us thought he might. The Packers
Najee
running
Davenport.
Backs. Yeah, poop in a closet. The 1998 Packers running backs, Raymond Harris.
Nope.
Derek Holmes.
Nope.
That was the year Dorsey Levens got hurt. In 1999, DeMond Parker?
That's it. D. Park. DeMond Parker is the name that I couldn't think.
He had a cool off his Nikes. He did that. His celebration was
big game against the Bears down there.
Yes, you got it. He pantomimed using like a towel to cool off his hot feet.
Yes.
Good pull. Well played.
Yep. Well, I couldn't pull it, though.
Well, we got there eventually. Just like Chris Enustberg and the rest of the team. Over there at Kohler Services is hot when it comes to redoing your bathroom.
Indeed, and we get a great offer right now for a bath or shower remodel from Kohler Services, family-owned business, one of the great Wisconsin companies for over 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month only, get your Lugstone shower remodel with zero interest financing for 12 months. Plus, you get a free shower door. With your Lugstone purchase, visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included, even when I go down there to do it. That is KohlerServicesWI.com.
It's time for trivia, a segue from our wide receiver conversation to today's category, Packers.
Cedric Benson, great pull. He was. It was a great pull.
R.I.P.
Cedric Benson passed away?
Yeah, no longer with us.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. Oh.
Is it still a great pull like now that it's dragged us down?
I feel
down?
Like we had Kijana Carter here at one point in time. The old Penn State tailback.
Yeah,
did
I'll
we not
check.
Have? I think he played. I think I played with him for. I think he made it to training camp. I don't think he made the roster. Kijana Carter.
Kijana Carter out of Penn State University never played with the Green Bay Packers in a game that counted. So I'll continue to fact check you on that. I'll do a little Wikipedia-ing. But we need to play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category? And what does Tausch? No, Tausch only does Iron Jock. So what caller would you like?
Packers pass catchers is today's trivia category. And if I add up the average number of the top four Packers receivers this year, that comes out to caller number 30. That's adding 9, 11, 13, and 87. And then divide it by 4. 30.
Seems like a lot of work. Kijana Carter was with the Packers during the 2002 offseason. So Tausch on top of things with DeMond Parker and Kijana Carter.
DeMond Parker. What a game. Yep. I think he got hurt. I think he blew his knee out, and I don't think he ever recovered, is what I think happened with Deepart.
Caller 30 right now, 844-770-3776.
What number was DeMond Parker? Like, that should have been tailor-made for this.
I think he was 29, but Jesse already called out a caller.
Whispers Goodman? You remember Whispers Goodman?
I was
going
to go Whisper Goodman. That was my next one in the rotation, frankly.
What a boxer. He was a fighter now.
Is that right?
He threw fists. Yeah, he ended up getting into boxing. Whispers.
Didn't know that. What I do know is we need caller 30.
How about Pookie? Pookie, 46.
Vince
Pookie Workman.
Workman, for those of you wondering.
Pook.
Caller 30, right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 30 plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Love the music, Jesse. Keep up the great work. Hopefully we'll get some great work out of our trivia contestant, because it's time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestant, and he is a first-time contestant! It is Tim in Sheboygan. Tim, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
We are great. Thank you for asking. The category is Packers pass catchers. Question number one is this.
Tim did say
Tim,
off,
was so funny
Tim
about
said
that.
Off the air he's going to so get killed in this, so I don't know what it's all about, but he's having a good laugh about it.
I was going to say,
I'm not originally
chuckle.
From Wisconsin. I'm going to get smoked with this.
Well, the good news is this is a category that appears to be all current players. So if you're up to speed on this year's team, you'll be all right. Question number one.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where are you from?
Where's
originally?
Tim from?
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, where are you
what's
from?
What's your
Tim?
Life story?
I'm originally from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, tough license plate.
I am a long time, like, since Steve Grogan era Patriots fan.
Oh, okay. Raymond Berry.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I
John
go way back
Hanna.
There.
Oh, John yeah. Hanna, great offensive lineman.
Thank you.
Who was their tight end? They had a really good tight end, right? Was that Raymond Berry? He was the coach. He was the coach of that team.
They had Don Hasselbeck. Matt Hasselbeck's dad.
R.I.P.
Gronk.
Not in the 80s.
Ben Coates.
There's a good
Ben
one.
Ben Winter mm-hmm. Coates. Yep.
Oh, good one. Tim, can I
Tony
ask you
Tony Eason was battling with Grogan, right? Wasn't it Tony Eason and Grogan battling?
Drafted in the 83 draft out of Illinois. Not
Eason was
good.
Horrible.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah,
bad.
Grogan. Long neck. Grogan had a long neck, if my memory serves me.
Like Merton Hanks.
Long net.
Hey, Tim, can I ask you one more question?
Can we just sure ask thing. Him a trivia question?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Let me ask you that. I'll circle Tim. Back to my other question. Question one, Tim, is this.
Well, no, what's your question? I'm intrigued.
Get them all out of the way first. We're almost done.
Let's knock
then
this
we'll play
out. Tim's going to go on a run. Absolutely.
Tim, my question is, if you grew up and are a longtime Patriots fan with a team that I believe is 10-3 right now,
ten and
the hell do you listen to our
we
show
got two
for?
Losses.
No, oh, they're 11-2.
I live in Wisconsin, bro.
11-2.
Yeah, what are you listening to us?
He lives in Wisconsin, bro.
Okay. He's in Sheboygan.
Good. I want to say thank you for listening.
Come on.
Appreciate you.
Bro.
And I assume you're rooting for Drake May to get the MVP over Jordan Love then.
So, Jason, right. Before we ask Tim this question, I just want to say Sheboygan is like the Bandon Dunes of Oregon. Very similar. Sheboygan, Bandon Dunes.
Why are you telling a guy from Rhode Island that?
Because he lives in Sheboygan.
But he's from Rhode
Island.
He's
not
from Oregon.
I was just calling from Sheboygan driving.
What? Oh, what a wrinkle. He's not even from Sheboygan.
So wait a minute, Tim.
I don't know where Tim's at. Tim is a man of mystery.
This is important.
Hey, fellas, put Tim in the trivia contest. I don't care how he does. He is a man of mystery. He's a Rhode Island guy. He knows 86 Patriots. He knows Sheboygan. I don't have a clue where Tim. Where do you guys think Tim's address is? Let's guess. He's got to be somewhat Sheboygan adjacent.
At this point,
I'm saying Manitowoc.
At this point, I hope
he's in Manitowoc.
I hope he's visiting from Rhode Island for like a work trip. Happened to be listening to us and called in, and that, I hope that's what happened here.
Okay, Manitowoc.
No, I took a transfer here.
Oh,
okay. So you're not driving
I took a
back to
transfer here. I was. Oh God, no.
Okay.
But no, I live in Manitowoc. And you're saying Manitowoc, so I want to say that, but no, Athensville.
Hmm.
Oh, Athensville.
Good. Yeah, we're big there.
Really good baseball down in Athensville in the Mequon area, right down there by Mequon.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
All right. If we're all ready now, question
I
one.
I think we are.
Through 13 games, which Packers pass catcher leads the team in both receptions with 45 and receiving yards with 542. Is it Romeo Doubs, Josh Jacobs, or Bo Melton Wood if he wasn't also playing defense?
I'll say Jacobs.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for you today, it would appear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. Romeo Doubs, correct answer number one. All right. You got a 33%
chance on
question two.
I listened to you talk about Romeo Doubs, but you just mentioned him before the call. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we tried to help you out there.
We're all pulling for
Tim's
Tim to get one of these. Collectively,
Truman,
Wildy and Truman Nation,
Rhode Island,
all pulling for Tim to get one of these right.
Yeah, Tim's going to be a fan favorite. I could tell from the jump. Tim, if you're driving from Thiensville to Providence, which pass catcher is the only player who's caught multiple touchdown passes in two different games this season? Is it Dontavion Wicks, Jaden Reed, or Christian Watson?
Christian Watson.
Let's go! Let's go! Timmer.
It's amazing on multiple levels, including the fact that Tausch actually read a question today. Question three, Tim, is this. Which of these players is the most recent Packers tight end to catch a touchdown pass?
Oh, good Lord.
Is it John Fitzpatrick, Josh Wiley, or Tucker Kraft?
Tucker Kraft.
Josh Wiley, oddly enough, in a game where we failed to pick him as a Steinhoffel sleeper of the week, which is disappointing because I would have been a big winner for whoever did pick him that week, but unfortunately not. All right, Tim, enjoy your drive to Sheboygan, Thiensville, wherever
you're headed. Good effort, Tim.
This was fun,
that
but
was
you only got
adventure.
One right. Life is full
of
adventures.
Sorry, I told you it was going to be horrible.
No, it was, but here's the thing. The results, not great. The entertainment level of trivia, through the roof. Very fun.
Yeah, really good segment. Really well
so,
done.
So, in honor of John Hannah, we put this as a Hall of Fame-level trivia contest, even though you only got one right. You got two entries into the drawing, and since you don't actually live in Rhode Island, you are eligible to win the Iron Jock and Cousins prize pack.
How long does it take, Tim, to drive across the entire state of Rhode Island?
20 minutes.
45 minutes anywhere.
Wow.
Is that all it is 45 minutes?
Pretty much.
Wow. It's a small
state. Unless you run into, unless you're going north and south and you have to go through Providence, it could take 45 minutes to get through Providence alone during rush hour.
Yeah. I've heard that about that Providence traffic. Tim.
It's horrible.
Safe travels, buddy. Thanks for playing. This was really fun. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
God, love that was guys. Fun. What a you never yeah, know. One day.
Great energy.
You got a
great
guy energy. From Rhode Island playing trivia. The next day, or the previous day, you got Tausch getting blanked from some sort of random phone number that he thinks is Homer. Like, life is just a funny old dog, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Jason. I reckon you're right. It's a funny old dog, isn't it, Jason? That is a funny old dog.
Nothing funny about associate.
That's a funny old dog.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Y'all come back after the commercial now. Where did that come from? What are you, Brian Kelly? Trying to get that Michigan job?
No, I definitely don't have any interest in the Michigan
Y'all
job.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Life's a funny,
what,
old
a funny old
dog.
You're a funny old dog.
Funny old dog.
You are a funny old dog. That was something. What a deal. Huh? What a deal.
Associated Bank, there's nothing funny about that. They've got the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it, and they've got the perks to prove it as well. Early pay, credit monitoring, fraud protection, and Packers, Badgers, and Brewers checking. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse, it's Thursday. Do you still want to try and get to Power Rankings Tuesday?
I would love nothing more.
Okay. Then let's do it. Time now for NFL Power Rankings from ESPN.
Entering Week 15, NFL Power Rankings from ESPN's NFL Nation reporters, including Green Bay Packers reporter Rob Domofsky. Tausch, how do you want to do it this week? You want to give us your top five and we'll see how it compares to what the NFL Nation put together?
Sure.
Let's
Is
do
that
it.
What you'd like?
Yeah.
What I'd love
you
to
give
do.
Us your top five, then we'll compare to ESPN's NFL Nation's top five.
All right. At number one, I'm going to put the Rams one. I will put the Patriots two. Oh, who's the other big boy team over there? I'm not going to put Denver there. I'll put Seattle 3, Denver 4, Green Bay 5.
Wow.
You got them all?
I think this may be the first time ever that Tausch and the ESPN NFL Nation reporters have the exact same top five. A monumental day in Wilde and Tausch history. Number one, the Los Angeles Rams. Number two, the New England Patriots. Number three, the Seattle Seahawks. Number four, the Denver Broncos. And number five, the Green Bay Packers. Just outside the top five, the Buffalo Bills in at number six. And the San Francisco sneaky 49ers at 9-4 this season are number seven.
If the Packers
kind of
beat...
Takes...
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
If the Packers beat the Broncos, how much do they bounce up that list, you think?
One spot, maybe two, depending on obviously how those other teams fare. But I think Denver is looked at as a lot like the Chicago Bears.
Fraudulent?
No, I don't look at the Bears as fraudulent. Do you?
Not as good as I look at them as not quite as good of, as their record.
And so I think you're saying they're fraudulent.
Fraudulent is stronger than a word that I would use. Yes, I shouldn't have said
that. You're a wordsmith. What word would you use?
Not as good as their record indicates.
That's a long sentence, but that's not shocking.
It's on brand.
I just think Denver, there's so many question marks about their offense. And listen, Green Bay had some rough spells too, but Green Bay's offensive ceiling is much higher than the Denver Broncos. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
No, I would
Denver
agree with that.
Has found ways to win, and I give them a ton of credit, but I don't think anybody believes Bo Nix is ready to do what he's going to need to do in the playoffs. I think people do believe Drake May can, even though he hasn't proven it. He's shown more. So that's where I think that ranking comes from. And this weekend is obviously a big game for Bo Nix as well. But I think the Green Bay Packers, most people look at, if all things are equal, there's nobody, when they're playing at their best, there's no team that is better, maybe outside of the Rams, than the Green Bay Packers. That would be just because their offense has a quarterback that's playing dynamite, and their receivers are more well-known and more seasoned. That would be the difference. And I think people look at Sean McVay as a better football coach than Matt LaFleur, and he's got the pelt. So I get all of that. That is where the biggest difference comes. I think the Rams are here, and I think everybody else in that tierdom that you just mentioned probably falls in there, and now you're trying to see who shakes out what.
I want to get to the second half of this and Rob Domofsky's opinion on the topic du jour, but I am in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube commentary, and they spent an extended period of time dropping wide receiver and running back names.
It's so fun.
That I feel like deserve some airtime.
How do I not? This is where I wish I could jump in that chat and just go to work, because that to me is what sports fans love doing. Like, I am not remotely surprised people are chiming in a big way down
no,
there.
I would agree. I think two names in the wide receiver discussion that we glossed over. A Jake Kumerow, Whitewater Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And former Badger Jared Abradaris, who also did not get a mention. The running
great
back
hunter.
Names.
Jared Abradaris, great hunter, by the way.
Really?
Yeah,
how
really
do you become
hunter.
A great yep. hunter? You're obviously accurate with your shooting.
You do it. It's about experience. You get out in the woods. You get connected with your bow and with your stuff. Like that. I think that's how you do it.
Speaking of hunters, when is Hunter Vaughn going to be a Cousin Sub for us again?
I don't know. I work so much.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You've got a real streak going. The running backs that were dropped, we got a Basil Mitchell reference. Rondell Mealy.
Oh, Meals. Yep. LSU guy. Same draft class.
LSU guy. Indeed. I was just going to say, wasn't he in your draft class? Terdell Middleton. That's old school from my buddy Kelly Fitzgerald. And this, I do believe, could be the end-all name to drop, to put a stop to the mic drop, if you will.
Sure.
Harlan Huckleby.
No idea when he played.
80s. 80s. He was like the number three back, I think, behind Eddie Lee Ivory
Gary Ellison. And yep. I loved how old 31 ran, man. He had that high. I think he was wanting to be Eric Dickerson. You know, he had the neck roll, and he carried that pill out. Yeah, big fan of old 3-1.
So those are your running backs of yesteryear.
Forget. Whoa. No. We're forgetting Eddie Lee Ivory. Like, what are we doing
well,
here?
But I think the point of that was more the obscurity. Like, Eddie Lee Ivory
the
was.
The funness of the name, too.
Eddie Lee. Lee Ivory. Yeah, I guess. Tell us about Coors Light while you're sitting back and naming running backs.
Oh, there's nothing more fun than sitting back, naming a bunch of running backs, and cracking open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Make sure those mountains are blue. Man, I would have not thought it's going to be cold here. I would have thought you're out in Golden, Colorado, out in Denver, watching the game. You won't have to worry about the mountains being blue. You're going to have to pack some ice now. Bring a little ice. Make sure those mountains are baby blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
You know who we're leaving off of this list with our running back fun names? Aaron Rodgers called him the used car salesman. DeJuan Harris probably deserves a pop in there. Not as much as DeMond Parker, though. That was still a good pull by you. Other than the fact that you didn't remember his name. We'll get to what else Rob Domofsky had to say in the Power Rankings next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
ESPN Madison is your home for UW volleyball. The postseason continues this Friday. It's the Badgers versus Stanford in the Sweet 16. Coverage begins at noon on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Step to the line and call an audible. I don't really care what Rob Domofsky wrote. Wait a minute now. Not like at all. But I care more about what Rob Domofsky just tweeted from Matt LaFleur's press conference. See?
Look at you.
See what I was trying to do there?
Giving Robbie that love.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur said running back Josh Jacobs likely will miss his second straight day of practice, and they will see where he's at tomorrow. Quote from Rob, he's been battling through it. We'll see. Now, I talked about this last week heading into Packers-Bears that, you know, we talked to Josh Jacobs, and Josh Jacobs told myself and Tom Silverstein he's not going to quit practicing. He's not going to change his running style. He's just going to suffer through how much his knee hurts from that when he banged it on the concrete that passes as turf at MetLife Stadium. So that tells me, Tausch, that if he's not practicing, it is bothering him. This should be, I'm not saying it's a five-alarm fire or DEFCON 1, but this should be a concern. So I would be concerned. I'm saying it should be a concern.
Okay, but not DEFCON 5.
No, I think DEFCON 1 is the worst. I thought we figured that out once upon a time on this show.
I think we've always struggled with that, and we'll probably continue to struggle with that. It's concerning, but if Josh Jacobs can go, he's going to go, and he's proven that he's been tough and he's, you know, been able to fight through stuff. But we've also seen Emmanuel Wilson step in and do some nice things. It would be a big blow, no doubt. But we've
would
kind
it
of
be
seen
smart,
this
though?
In the big smart to what?
To hey, let's maybe you can get Marshawn Lloyd onto the roster somehow.
If he can't go to the degree he needs to, and he knows he's been around long enough, he knows what he needs. What you don't want to do is take a spot, not going to do anything special teams-wise. If you can't go and give at least 10 to 12 carries, you're doing your team a little bit of a disservice if that's where it's going to be. And I get that you don't know until you're out there
sure. How
you're going to feel and how that's going to go. But obviously, Josh Jacobs is a huge part. We saw that last week. I don't think we I don't know if we win the game. I know for sure he was the big. He was one of the big difference makers in winning that critical game last week, and he would be another critical game changer if he can play. And on the flip side, you're asking a lot from your younger backs in a game that is going to be hard fought, and you're going to need to be able to run the football against this Broncos front.
So I assume this means you will steer clear of Josh Jacobs on Prize Picks this week.
Well, it depends. Now, if they give a big projection, I might go a little bit less. That's the beauty of Prize Picks. Bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening now. And you know what? There's one place where it always feels good to be right, besides me on Wildy and Tausch, and that is Prize Picks. Simplest way to play, pick more or less. It takes about 60 seconds on at least two player stats. Get them right, cash in. And new this season, you get early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you can cash out before the game even ends. Deposits are fast, easy, with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI, and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. In 2 minutes, we'll be right back with you. Scheduled to appear, our friend Dean Blandino from Fox Sports.
Can we get some holding calls on Micah, Dean? And what the hell is that Musgrave overturn, Dean? What else we got to complain to Dean about? I got more. Those are two.
Those are the two big ones, yeah. Micah thing for sure. Yeah.
Sounds like a really good tease. Dean Blandino scheduled to appear in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.